Tension by E. M. Delafield. Chapter 1.
Auntie Iris has written a book.
A book? Echoed both auditors of the announcement, in keys varying between astonishment and dismay.
Yes, it's going to be published and put into a blue cover and sold, and Auntie Iris is going to make heaps and heaps of money.
What is it to be called? Said Lady Rossiter, rather gloomily, fixing an apprehensive eye on the exuberant niece of the authoress.
It's called Why, Ben, and it's a story of the sexes,
glibly quoted that young lady, unaware of the shock inflicted by this brazen announcement, delivered at the top of her squeaky 9-year-old voice.
Good God, said Sir Julian Rossiter. His wife said, Hush, Julian, in a rather automatic aside, and turned again to the herald of Why, Ben, now hopping exultantly round and round the breakfast table. Did you get a letter from Aunt Iris this morning, Ruthie?
Daddy did, and he said it was a secret before, but now the publishers had accepted the book, and everybody might know, and I said...
Ruthie consecrated the briefest possible instant to drawing a sufficiently deep breath to enable her to resume her rapid, high-pitched narrative.
I said me and Peekaboo must come and tell you and Sir Julian, because you'd be so pleased and so excited and so surprised.
Is your little brother here as well?
Said Sir Julian, gazing distastefully through his eyeglasses at Ruthie, heated, breathless, hopping persistently on one leg, and with a general air of having escaped from the supervision of whoever might have charge of her morning toilette, before that toilette had received even the minimum of attention. Ruthie cast a look of artless surprise about her.
I thought he was here. He came with me. But you know how he dawdles. He may be still in the drive.
A slow fumbling at the door-handle discredited the supposition.
There he is!
Shrieked Ruthie joyfully, and violently turning the handle of the door.
Oh, I can't open the door!
Of course you can't, if he is holding the handle at the other side. Let go!
He won't be able to open it himself. He never can, and besides his hands are all sticky. I know, because he upset the treacle at breakfast. "Let go, Peekaboo!"
bawled his sister through the keyhole.
"Shush, don't shriek like that. He can hear quite well." "But he won't let go!"
"Come away from the door, Ruthie, and don't make that noise." Lady Rossiter herself went to the door, of which the handle was being ineffectually jerked from without, and said, with that particular distinctness of utterance characteristic of exasperation kept consciously under control.
Is that you, Ambrose? Turn the handle towards you. No, not that way, towards you, I said. Right round.
Turn it towards you, Peekaboo,
shrieked Ruthie, suddenly thrusting her head under Lady Rossiter's arm.
Be quiet, Ruthie. There, that's right.
The door slowly opened, and a rather emaciated 7-year-old edition in knickerbockers of the stalwart Ruthie advanced languidly into the room.
How do you do?
He remarked, extending a treacle-glazed hand for the morning greetings, entirely omitted by his excited elder sister.
Good morning, Ambrose, dear. You're paying us a very early visit?
"Auntie Iris has written a book," announced Ambrose,
more deliberately than, but quite as loudly and distinctly as, his senior.
"And it's called Why, Ben, A Story of the Sexes."
"Yes, dear, Ruthie told us," said Lady Rossiter, a rather repressed note in her voice, indicating a renewed sense of outrage at the singular title selected by Ambrose's aunt for her maiden attempt at literature. Ambrose turned pallid eyes of fury behind a large pair of spectacles upon his sister.
"You said you wouldn't tell them till I came. It's very, very mean of you. I'll tell Daddy the minute I get home."